Brought to you by the Bad Elf GPS. Watts quality for the iPad in any aircraft, piston or jet. And by Star Aviation Insurance, your complete aviation insurance solution.
Hi, this is Mary Grady at AOPA Summit, and I'm talking with Steve Hedges. He's a spokesman for the AOPA organization, and we're going to talk a little bit about this event and what's going on this week. And Steve, thanks for talking to us.
Sure, happy to do it.
So this is the last summit. Can you just tell us a little bit why is that, and what's going to be taking its place in the future?
Well, this is the last summit because our new president, Mark Baker, has decided that rather than have an annual meeting where some AOPA members can fly in or drive in and meet with us to talk about aviation issues, it might make more sense to go out to the membership and visit them where they are. So the summit next year will be replaced by a series of regional fly-ins where people can hop in their plane and fly to a city or a smaller GA airport and spend a day or two with us, and we'll all fly in. And we'll be able to have a pilot town hall meeting, probably some Air Safety Institute safety seminars for pilots. We can talk about some of the issues with our government advocacy group with them, third class medical. If that's still going on, hopefully that'll be resolved in our favor before then. Part 23 rewrite, all these issues that are out there. We can talk one-on-one with our members, get their feedback on what's concerning them about their airport, about flying in their region rather than just flying on the East Coast or West Coast, or here we are down in Fort Worth.
Okay, now I saw online today that some of your events here are sold out, so I guess you had a good turnout. Does that give you any second thoughts?
No, not really. You know, the last few summits have had good turnouts generally, and people enjoy this event and look forward to it, and we're encouraged by the fact that we're going to have a good turnout this year. We also have a huge exhibition hall. We have more than 400 exhibitors in our hall, and of course people love to come and look at the new avionics, look at the kind of new interior they can put in their aircraft or all the other products. And then we have an airport fest out at Meacham Field where we have 70 aircraft on display. People can look at their next plane, crawl around inside of them, ask questions of the manufacturers. We'll have historic aircraft rides for sale. So that's free to families, free to anybody, and it's kind of a great event for kids and families to go to. So, we won't be doing that next year, but we'll be doing it on a smaller scale regionally.
Okay, so what are some of the highlights you see coming up this week that people who are here for the show will be able to take advantage of?
Well, we have each morning begins with some keynote speakers. Tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., Mark Baker will lay out his vision coming in for AOPA of the future. I know he'll dive into some of the issues that we've been talking about a lot in our publications with our membership. I know he's passionate about kind of re-energizing general aviation. One of his biggest issues is access at local airports. It's kind of taking down the fences, making airports more approachable to people so they don't look like prisons from the outside. So he'll be talking about that. We're also recognizing tomorrow a really terrific person, Lieutenant Andrew Kennard, who was a retired U.S. Marine lieutenant who went to the Naval Academy, passed up an aviation slot in the Marines for ground duty, and then was injured by an IED in Iraq and lost both of his legs. He came back through an arduous rehabilitation, managed to enroll in both Harvard's MBA and law program at the same time, and during that period he also got his sport pilot certificate. And AOPA gave him a scholarship to work with the Able Flight Program to get that sport pilot certificate. So we're very proud of him, obviously, on that end of it, but he's just a remarkable individual. He's graduated now, and I understand he's going on to Goldman Sachs.
Wow, great. So pilots who come here can find out a lot about new products and also get some inspiration about people who have done amazing things and maybe some things they can do themselves.
Yeah, we have all 3 days really are packed with safety seminars and pilot seminars. You can go to a meeting and learn or seminar and learn about new avionics, how to best use your iPad in the cockpit. You can learn about medical issues, legal issues involving general aviation, some better tactics for IFR flying, for VFR flying. We really cover the gamut during the day, so members have a lot of interesting seminars to go to.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
Sure. Thank you very much for having me.